Chapter 15, The Beautiful Princess Rukmini. In the city of Vidarbha, the great King Bhishmaka lived with his five princely sons and one beautiful young daughter, Rukmini. Many saintly devotees, like Narada Muni, used to visit the palace of King Bhishmaka, and they would talk all about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rukmini heard so many wonderful stories about Krishna. She loved to think of the day when she could serve her Lord, Krishna. Krishna had also heard about the great King Bhishmaka and his lovely daughter Rukmini. He often used to think of how nicely Rukmini spoke and how sweetly she behaved. Everyone thought that she was such a special girl that she should get married only to Krishna. All of Rukmini's family was excited to have Rukmini marry Krishna too. That is, all but her older brother, Rukmi. He did not like Krishna. He wanted his sister Rukmini to marry his demoniac friend, Prince Sishupal, who did not like Krishna at all. When the beautiful Rukmini heard this, she became really sorry. But there was no time to be disturbed. She certainly didn't want to marry just any prince. She wanted to marry Krishna, and only Krishna. She had to do something right away. She thought a little while. Only Krishna could save her from marrying the horrible Prince Sishupal. She would have to call a pure Brahmana to take a special letter from her to Krishna. Brahmanas are priests. They always tell the truth and are good devotees of Krishna. When the Brahmana got to Dwarka, the doorman took him inside to see Krishna, who was sitting on a beautiful golden throne. Lord Krishna stood up to offer his respects to the Brahmana priest. He sat him down on his golden throne, then washed the Brahmana's feet and sprinkled the water on his head. He worshipped the Brahman with an artik ceremony and a special meal, then gave him a beautiful bed with soft silk bedsheets to lie down on. Krishna went over to the foot of the bed, put the Brahmana's legs on his lap, and began to massage them. Lord Krishna said, "I offer my respectful obeisances to the Brahmins and Vaishnav devotees who are everyone's best friends. Please tell me why you have come." The Brahmana said, "Princess Rukmini has sent me to see you, my lord." He took out a special paper from Rukmini and showed it to Lord Krishna. "This is what Princess Rukmini wants to say to you." And he read the letter out loud. "My dear Krishna, my most beautiful Lord, anyone who hears even once about the wonderful things you do can never forget you. I have heard all about you from great devotees like Narada Muni. I think about you every day and every night. Any girl, anywhere, would want to marry you because you are so wonderful. You are very kind to your devotees. So, my dear Lord, I always want to serve you with my whole life and soul. Since I will always serve you as my husband, please take me as your wife. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O Lotus-Eyed One, now I belong to you. Please take care of me before Sishupal and other demoniac princes like him take me away." Then Rukmini explained carefully just how and when Lord Krishna could take her away. My family will visit the temple before the marriage. It will be very easy to catch my hand and take me away while I am going to the temple or coming out of the temple. After reading Rukmini's message, the Brahmin said, My dear Krishna, now you may do what you wish, but please, if you want to do something, you must do it right now. There is not much time left because Rukmi wants Rukmini to marry the demon Sishupal tomorrow. Lord Krishna said, It makes me very happy to hear that the lovely Rukmini wants to marry me. I think of this wonderful princess all the time. At night, I cannot sleep because I am always thinking of her so much. So let me teach a good lesson to all those princes. I will go straight to the wedding and take Rukmini away from them. There was no time to waste. Krishna called his driver. Daruka, get the horses and chariot ready. We are going to Vidarbha, the home of Rukmini, right now. Krishna had four horses. Savya was green. Sugriva was as gray as ice. Megapushpa was the color of a fluffy new cloud. And Balahaka was the color of ashes. Krishna helped the Brahmin up and gave him the seat next to him on the chariot. In one night, they went all the way to Vidarbha. Vidarbha was decorated for the wedding very nicely, with colored flags and garlands. The city was very clean and sprinkled with water. Incense burned sweetly everywhere. Brahmanas were giving cows in charity and nice things to eat. They were all chanting Vedic hymns. The king's daughter, Rukmini, was covered with soft silks and jewelry from head to toe. She was a very sweet girl and very clean. Her teeth were beautiful and her eyes were dark. Everyone knew that Rukmini was supposed to get married to Krishna, but that Rukmi wanted her to marry the demoniac Sishupal. Now some people were whispering that Rukmini had sent a messenger to Krishna. Sishupal's father, Dama Ghosh, brought soldiers to the wedding just in case Krishna tried to take Rukmini away. All the soldiers were afraid of Krishna because he was so strong, but they wanted to give him a good fight if he did try to kidnap her. Balaram also brought his own soldiers to help Krishna. Meanwhile, inside the palace, Rukmini was waiting and waiting and waiting for Krishna to come. Krishna didn't come, and the Brahmana didn't come back. She was very, very worried and thought of how terrible it would be if Krishna didn't come in time. Oh, there is only one more day for Krishna to save me from this marriage to the awful Prince Sishupal. She began to cry and just closed her eyes. Suddenly, Rukmini saw the Brahmana messenger. Krishna had sent the Brahmana inside the palace first, just so she wouldn't be so worried. When Rukmini saw the Brahmin, she ran to greet him. She was breathing quickly from running and from being so excited. Oh, where is Krishna? Did he get my message? Did he come to marry me? She asked as fast as she could to get the words out. The Brahmana told her, He has already come, princess, and he promises to carry you away very soon. Rukmini was so happy that she fell at the Brahmana's feet to thank him. When Rukmini's father, King Bhishmaka, heard that Krishna and Balaram had come, he invited them to his daughter's wedding. He gave them a warm welcome in a lovely garden house. He offered Krishna and Balaram butter and honey and new clothes. When everyone saw Krishna and Balaram, they prayed that their lovely Princess Rukmini could get married to wonderful Krishna instead of that horrible demon Sishupal.